Hello, my name is Caroline Skurmans. I'm Communication Director at the Boris Hill Foundation Villa Empin.
Now, the Villa Empin is in a city that is full of magnificent Art Deco buildings, probably the most beautiful Art Deco building, which is saying a lot. And if you've never been here, you have to visit. Now, the building was built for the Baron Empin by the Swiss-Belgian architect Michael Pollack, and then it went through a lot of different situations. It was the embassy of the Soviet Union. Artel was here. The building kind of fell apart, and the Boghossian Foundation did a wonderful job restoring it. So you have a lot of events during the summer. These are events that people might not necessarily think of as in a museum, and so I wanted you to speak about what people can come and do here. And we definitely have to talk about the pool, which is the most beautiful swimming pool in Brussels.
Thank you, Richard. Yeah, indeed, we are very lucky to have what is probably the biggest private pool in Brussels, and it's a beautiful Art Deco pool as well. Luma Salamé, the director of the Boghossian Foundation, wants to make of the foundation, the Villa Empin, a place, a museum like a home, a place where people are welcome and with a lot of life and fun and encounters. So we are organizing throughout the summer different events for different publics. So it goes from an afternoon of tales around the theme of couples and friendship because of the exhibition Joseph and Annie Albers, an iconic couple of modernism. So that will take place on the 30th of June. And we organize as well with SIVA workshop for kids around Art Deco and visiting the forest next to it and so on. So there are workshops, a 1 week workshop for kids. And besides that, we have as well a performance in the frame of the exhibition Joseph and Annie Albers. As you know, Richard, we present in the exhibition 9 contemporary artists who are artists that inherited the teachings and art of Joseph and Annie Albers. And one of these artists, Linda Kershan, is somebody who is working on geometrical drawings. And when she came for the opening and she discovered the Villa Empin and the swimming pool, she was completely inspired and wanted to do a performance around her practice of drawing, moving in space, breathing. And she is going to interact with the public, her art, the Villa Empin and the swimming pool. And she's going, if you like, to swim her art. And it's going to be a very beautiful performance on a Sunday afternoon in the villa and in the pool. It's absolutely forbidden to swim in the villa's pool. I can't insist enough on it. But in the frame of performance, yeah, it's possible. And it's very courageous because the pool is actually not heated. So,
and then there is the pool of summer party. So,
yes, yes. That's something that we love to organize, parties. The Villa Empin is really the perfect place for it. The Villa Empin is a house that is built to have parties. It's really like the perfect place. So we organize every year a summer party, which this year will take place on 8th of September. It will be the last day of the exhibition, Joseph and Annie Albers. It's like a finissage, if you like, with live jazz, performance in the swimming pool, DJs, and it's always such a beautiful way to have a closure for an exhibition. Throughout the summer, we organize our Friday nights, which are late openings. So it's every last Friday of the month. The visitors can come between 6 and 9 p.m. and just enjoy the exhibitions with DJ set at the swimming pool. The bar is open. It's a very, very nice way to end the week and to have an after work, if you like.
So will these parties take place around the pool as and in the building?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Richard.